This is Camelia DiShazo
and Kristen Pollard.
Our podcast is called Reading Between the Lines, Analyzing the Written Word, or you could say Reading Between the Vines, Analyzing the Written Word. Because the book is kind of set in a tropical forest / island, it's almost like Madagascar. A good visual representation of that, in case you don't know what Madagascar looks like, would be the movie Madagascar, produced by Morelli Soria.
In this podcast, we will discuss our interpretation of the book's theme and why it's important. Now we will give a short recap, just so that we can remind you guys of what happened. The entire story was basically about a group of teenagers stranded on an island from a shot down plane. They all learn to survive, and each character represents what survival skills can look like and fear.
So now, speaking on what each main character represents, Jack, Ralph, Simon, Piggy, Roger, and Sam and Eric were older boys, as she stated. They each have a significant role in the story. So starting off with Jack, he kind of represents anarchy and dictatorship. He really just wanted to be accepted and in charge. He wanted to lead the group, but instead of being selfless and leading the group in a good direction, he was in a way kind of selfish and controlling. He let his savage ways take over. For example, when he asked the boys whether they wanted him or Ralph to be in charge, they chose Ralph, and he kind of like threw a fit and just started crying.
Next we have Ralph. Ralph represents rationality and logic. He was one of the level-headed people. He thought of the whole entire group's benefit rather than just his. He would create plans for them to get help and gave everyone a job that they could handle instead of letting everyone basically do things by themselves and making it even more disruptive than it already was.
Now for Simon, he kind of represents Christ. In a way, because he has like different visions throughout this story, and he's selfless for the most part, but he's also kind of like a nervous ninny or nervous Nelly, and he has an important encounter with the devil, which is also known as the Lord of Flies, and he experiences different things that no one else in the tribe does.
For Piggy, we said that he showed raw emotion and vulnerability. I believe that everyone there on the island was scared, but not many people showed it. He showed the most of it. He was a nervous wreck. He could barely get any of his thoughts together because of how anxious he was about the situation. Mm-hmm. Which sometimes he would have good thoughts, but his anxiety took over. He showed two of the three F's in fear, which are freeze, flight, and fight. He only showed freeze and flight. For example, when he was afraid to kill the pig for food, they were almost not going to let him eat because of how afraid and nervous he was to help everyone survive. Also, his physical appearance shows how he was supposed to be like the runt in the group. When they made him overweight, asthmatic, and glasses, they're all typically the characters' physical appearances when they have like anxiety.
Now for Roger, he was very sadistic and evil. He kind of represents what it's like to have a mob and hunt or get hunted mentality. On page 135, Roger uses his spear to prod at pig flesh, causing terrified squealing that becomes a high-pitched scream. And he also encouraged the new barbaric look and atmosphere when Jack paints his face before a hunt. And no normal person is going to just have that kind of mentality, so.
Last is Sam and Eric. They showed individuality. They both wanted to help Ralph who can sometimes be viewed as a good, as a force of good. That's all I have.
Now, moving on to each of their struggles. For Jack, we have, he struggles with authority, and when he yelled at Simon for sharing with Piggy, he realized that the boys would not listen to him. Next, moving on to Ralph. Sometimes he thought with his emotions instead of critically thinking or logically thinking, and he can be good in leadership, but that can also be a downfall for him. And when it came to trying to meet everyone's expectations, he wanted everyone to be happy, but he can't please everyone as a leader, and a leader knows that. Like, sometimes they have to make difficult decisions. But he tried to do what was best for everyone. And an example of one of his struggles would be from the book. Piggy and Ralph, under the threat of the sky, found themselves eager to take a place in this demented but partly secure society, and that's on page 152. And even though Ralph had no interest in this savage way, he still partook in the killing of Simon, which shows that he was kind of just trying to fit in, and he kind of let the beast or the Lord of Flies kind of like take over his life and his thinking in that moment, and he didn't think rationally or what was best for everyone. And also, Jack suggests hunting the little ones for practice, and Ralph grabs Eric's spear to jab at Robert, and Ralph acts out of his character and listens to his impulses instead of logic. Which could also relate to Roger, because he was elated and pumped up after this game and wanted to continue hunting. So now, Kristen, would you like to expand on Roger's struggles?
Now, moving on to Roger. Roger was very sadistic. He likes to kill and hunt. He bullied the little ones and liked negative things all around. An example of that would be when Roger was almost elated from the game. They played by chasing Robert around with a spear. He wanted to continue hunting because of the rush of adrenaline he felt from that.
And now for Simon, he kind of has an internal struggle with himself. He doesn't know whether he should conform and give in to his human nature, savagery, or whether he should tell everyone what he thinks the real beast is, which is really just something that each and every one of them has within them.
For Piggy, he was in his head too much, honestly. He had some confidence in his plan. He did sometimes try to share them, but when he did voice his opinion, he was very overlooked because of how he was in the beginning.
So for Sam and Eric, they were followers, and do you have anything to comment on that, Kristen?
Even though they did have some form of individuality, I feel like they were mainly just background characters to everyone else. They did what everyone else was doing. They didn't really have much of a say of their own. And yeah.
So now we're moving on to which character we think we are and what, like, how we relate to them. So I think I'm Piggy. And Ralph. Piggy, because I feel like, in a way, sometimes I struggle with anxiety, and I kind of just try to, like, stay out of the way and away from danger. But I feel like I can also be Ralph sometimes, because sometimes I do have to step up and take responsibility even when I don't necessarily want to. So, how do you feel?
I agree on the Piggy part. I do struggle with a lot of anxiety, and I'm a very laid-back person. I don't really like to join into the leadership thing because I'm afraid of leading people in the wrong direction. I would also say that I'm Simon because I do like to look out for others. I like to help others. And when he wanted to give Piggy some of the food when they didn't want to give it to him, I feel like that's something that I would probably do in that situation.
So now for the theme, all of this ties into the theme because each of the characters show their struggles between power and savagery. Like Jack, he was just full-on savagery, but like people like Simon and Ralph, they kind of struggle between the two, and the author shows this through many different events that occurred in the story. And do you have anything to add?
No, I don't actually.
Okay, well, thank you for listening, and hopefully this helps give insight and a deeper understanding of the book, its characters, and the theme.
Kristen
and Camellia out.